أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا يتوبون إلى الله ويستغفرونه والله غفور رحيم. ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه الصديقة كانا يأكلان الطعام انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 74 and 75 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the beliefs of the Christians, the Nasara, with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. One group amongst them said that he himself was Allah. Another group said he was the third of the three. All of that in its place. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Why do they not repent towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat from all of these fallacious beliefs that they have with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam? Simply make tawbah, bring iman in the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, in the nubuwat of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the correct belief with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that he is the messenger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is the Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. After all of this blasphemy, Allah Ta'ala says Allah is ghafurur rahim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will even forgive that, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will accept the iman, and Allah Ta'ala will accept the Islam in this world and in the akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them najat. There is no such thing that if a person had an incorrect belief, the person cannot correct that belief. There is no such thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not accept the tawbah of even such individuals. In this next verse, ayat number 75, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about a few realities with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and that of his mother, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah says, مَا الْمَسِيحُ بُنُ مَرْيَمَا إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Al-Masih, the Messiah, the son of Maryam, that is Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, was nothing but a Rasul of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. To be a Rasul of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is a great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants to show that he was the Rasul of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So now, if he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, then he had to deliver the message of Allah Ta'ala. So he couldn't be Allah himself that gave the message and then Allah himself that delivered the message. That cannot happen. That the messenger cannot be the one that is sent by the person. And hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows that he is a Rasul of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no doubt in that fact, and we cannot deny that. There is no ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that can deny the nubuwat, the risalat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. He was most certainly the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ. Before him, many Rasuls, many messengers had passed. Allah Ta'ala had sent from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and a whole host of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. They came into this world, they were born, and then they also left this world, and that shows that they were not any form of divinity, there was no godliness in them, they were not gods themselves, they were not people that could be worshipped, and hence in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows that this entire structure of Allah Ta'ala of Nubuwat
had continued, and each Nabi of Allah Ta'ala was regarded as a human being, and hence Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is no different. The difference would obviously be the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the ascension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam into the heavens. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ, and his mother was a truthful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was a very close servant of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ. Siddiqa is that being whose inner and outer all is in conformity. In other words, what you see on the outer is what you are going to find inside. What is within the heart is what is shown out. There is absolutely no contradiction between the inner and the outer. And she was one that was a truthful slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When she was a truthful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how is it possible that she could be any form or any part of divinity? That can never happen. Kana ya'kulani ta'am. The both of them, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother Maryam, both of them used to eat food. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by using this example, wants to show that they were dependent on the means that Allah ta'ala had created on this earth. And if they are dependent, Allah is as-samad. Allah ta'ala is totally independent, and everyone else is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it can never be that individuals, beings that are dependent, can be Allah himself or a portion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unzur kayfa nubayyinu lahumul ayat. Look at Allah ta'ala now. Allah is saying, watch, observe, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified for them the signs, the verses. Look at how Allah ta'ala in different ways speak about the real and true status of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, about his mother Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But what has happened? ثُمَّ انْظُرْ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ, and then observe how they turned away. In other words, they did not want to accept the reality and the truth with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is the unfortunate situation with the Nasara, with the Christians. All they have to do is say, Isa is the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Yes, the Torah had been revealed, the Injil had been revealed to him. He uplifted and he kept the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He delivered the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And they bring iman in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dunya is made and the akhirat is made. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.